After a decision at council last night, the city will be looking into more eco-friendly alternatives to salt for de-icing roads. Councillor Ryan Boehm brought forward another winter road maintenance-related motion at last night's council meeting, following a motion tackling plowing practices earlier this month. The motion asks that city staff prepare an information report that provides an assessment of alternative de-icing products, including operational performance, infrastructure requirements, cost implications, and environmental considerations. While sprinkling salt makes conditions safer for drivers and pedestrians, when all the chloride from that salt runs off into local waterways, it can be toxic for plants and wildlife, a concern that councillors have heard from constituents. The motion specifically mentions that councillors have received many inquiries regarding the potential use of beet-based organic additives, the alternative used in cities like Toronto, Kitchener, Waterloo, Cambridge, and Niagara.
Technologies change. Sometimes there's things that are more environmentally friendly, sometimes they cost a lot more. So I've got multiple community inquiries about beet juice in particular. And so this is something where when I went to staff, essentially we don't have a lot of information on it. So the whole goal of this motion is to kind of go gather that information, see what other alternatives out there might be feasible, recognizing there may be cost constraints because the equipment might not be able to handle it. So, I mean, nothing beats having more information on things. So I hope this can be supported.
Council unanimously backed the motion, after getting a few puns out of their system.
Well, it may look like I just fell off the turnip truck. I have heard from several constituents that the use of salt for ice management has them seeing red. And so I would really like to move forward with this.
I just don't think this motion can be beat.
Does anybody else have any jokes to make about number one?
Council will receive an information report by Q4 2026 with options to move forward. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.